And Matt Martinez, our senior supervising producer.
Well, I have the number 6 most emailed on Yahoo Entertainment News right now, and it is, of course, American Idol. You know, this could be the most emailed anywhere. I could have said it's the most emailed, you know.
Because it is the most emailed everywhere.
It's the most emailed everywhere. Now, if you are TiVoing American Idol and you do not want to know who was voted off last night and you're living under a rock, please turn down the radio. David Hernandez, out of here. He's out of here. He was among the bottom 3 last night. Saisha Mercado and Christy Lee Cook were also in the bottom 3. And, you know, I thought today, because I've been going on about American Idol for weeks now.
Yes. You and I are the Idol people.
Yes, I have a deep love for American Idol for various reasons. And I thought we would bring in somebody else who also has a deep love of American Idol. And that person is WHYY's host of Fresh Air, Terry Gross. Hi, Terry.
Hi. You know, as someone on American Idol might say, or did say, I'm living my dream.
And we are living ours by having you on. Thank you, Terry.
Oh, my God. Well, I have to tell you, Terry, I mean, the reason I love American Idol so much, and I don't know if this is the same for you, I am most fascinated by whether these guys can transcend the original song. That's why I watch. That's how I vote. You know, if they can, they did Beatles this week.
Which was so difficult because you love those songs. They're in your DNA.
But at the same time, you have to sit through like meaningful versions of Let It Be and Eleanor Rigby and stuff like that.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
But, you know, my task on American Idol is if somebody could take a song I really don't like and make it sound good, I figure they're talented. And the only person who's really done that so far this year was already eliminated.
Who was
like
that?
A couple of weeks ago. Alexandra Lushington, I think is her name.
She
did a song I really don't like, If You Leave Me Now, the one that goes, ooh, ooh, baby, please don't go.
Yeah.
And she made it sound like, oh, this is not a bad song. And it kind of is a bad song. So I thought she's really talented. I was sorry to lose her. This week, it was just like a competition for the bottom. It really was.
Terry,
I was going to out myself on your show as an American Idol fan, and I think I'm outing myself as a former American Idol fan. It's been so
stay with it. You know you have to stay with it week to week. I vow off it every week, too, and then I'm back the next time. Terry, who did you think should be voted off? Because Matt and I have been disagreeing about this all morning.
I mean, I really don't think David Hernandez should have been voted off. I actually think he has a great, great voice.
He's like a cruise ship singer.
I love the way he was out there in the audience Tuesday night as if he had like all this like sexual charisma and everybody's like touching him, you know?
Yeah.
When he's mingling in the audience. But I thought there were several particularly bad performances last night. For me, it's like a competition between the country version of 8 Days a Week.
Oh, please.
Amanda doing You Can't Do That. She's like the rocker. And what she really looks like is that she's auditioning for Rockstar Supernova or Rockstar In Excess.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, the tearful version of Let It Be.
Oh, that's Brooke White. Brooke White. Actually, yeah. I have a little bit of that here.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
She looks exactly the way she sounds, by the way.
Let it be. Like somebody scraped a little piece of Carly Simon and put it in a Petri dish.
That's right. That's right.
And put it under a big light.
And it became Brooke White.
She has Janis Joplin pants, don't you think?
Oh, she does. She does. But, you know, that's the thing. You do have the Janis Joplin singer in there. You know, the woman who basically sings.
Oh, no. That's what I'm thinking of. No, you're doing Let It Be, and I'm already thinking about Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amanda Obermeyer. That's right. And she did You Can't Do That. And, yeah.
Oh.
I think we're hurting Terry.
Yeah, we're hurting Terry. But it's so wonderful to have outed Terry Gross as ultimate American Idol fan right here on the Bryant Park
Project. Now, Terry, before we let you go, who are you pulling for?
You know, that's the problem. I have no one to pull for this year. I would have been pulling for Alexandra Lushington.
Mm.
I hope I have her name right, but I have no one to root for this year. It's just sad for me.
I like Aussie boy.
Yes, you know, I am rooting for him too, and maybe we can go out on that on the Michael Johns Across the Universe. It was really, really, really nice. And
wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I never understood this with the Beatles, and I particularly didn't understand it last night when he sang it. and enunciated so well. And is it Jagaru Davaron? Like, what what is that,
that
phrase?
That is a great question. Let's
that
see.
Precedes nothing's going to change my world. What is that phrase?
I don't know. Let's see if we can figure it out. Cup, they slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy, a drifting through my. We're getting to it, but before then, this was a beautiful version, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't like them giving him trouble for being earnest. Jagaru
Devaron. It is Jagaru Devaron.
It is Jagaru Deva Om.
Okay. Does that mean something?
It sounds like a mantra.
Sounds yoga.
Well,
like
yeah, oh, maybe this is part of the mantra. Maharishi phase.
Yeah, the Maharishi phase of the Beatles. That's right.
It's Sanskrit. I can look it up if you want.
Oh, wait. I'm still going. I'm in a Google hole on this one.
The show has officially fallen into a rabbit hole.
Okay, I can't say that this source is all that reliable, but I have a source that says it means I give thanks to Guru Dev. Om.
Oh,
there we
thank
go.
You for straightening that out for me.
Now Terry Gross can go on with her day.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it was really fun. Thanks for inviting me. And Ian Shillog, we miss you.
Oh.
Aww. Miss you too.
and we love him. It's gonna change my world.